Good to be at the house of the Lord and good to see each one this evening, and certainly just glad to be here tonight, and certainly want to just remember those that's asked for our prayers and just many, many more. Just had a few thoughts we'd like to share with you this evening before we go to the Lord in prayer. And thoughts that's been on my mind all week, and I can't get them off, and it seems like when I think I've got it, and then I think of some more things. But the first scripture was found in Isaiah 34:16, where it says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." You know, that's a good place to read. I know we got some readers here and good readers, and we like to read. But as we see that, he says, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." And then the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 5, he says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of" who? Me. "Himself." So all the scriptures that's here before us in this 66 volumes, or one volume of 66 books, all testify of the Lord Jesus. And we go through this and we see that the Bereans were more noble than those at Thessalonica because what? They searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. So we need to search the scriptures. And we need to do it in systematically. We need to do it any way you want to search the scriptures. Just search the scriptures. And all through that, I made this comment now several times, but you know we especially us men folk, we don't take instructions too well. Now y'all probably better than I am, but any man that's ever put a swing set together has always tried to do it without the instructions first. And the last one that I did, I told Deborah, I said, "You come down here, you read the instructions, and I'll put it together." Because you know what? Some things are just better to do when you do it by the instructions. So we need to search the scriptures for in them. And we see that even in John 15:3 says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." You know, the word of God will clean us up when we need to be cleaned up. It'll straighten us up. You know, all through, and, you know, the Apostle Paul told that church at Rome that whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for what? Our learning. And we need to learn those things. Why? Because that through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And then the psalmist says that the word of God is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path. We need to read. And we need to read some good things. There's some good books out there to read. And we need to take the instruction of these good books. And we need to take them. But as I'm sure, now, I don't know. Did Daddy preach your charge at your ordination? Did he preach your charge at your ordination? But if he told anybody these things, he told them, and he told me in this pulpit when it wasn't sitting right here, it was sitting on out there. But that he said, "Son, whatever book you read, you don't read the book to prove the Bible. You read the Bible to prove the book." And that's still just as good as it was when he told me that back a few years ago. But we need to read. We need to search the scriptures. Because the Apostle Peter said we have a more sure word of prophecy. Now, he was an eyewitness. But he says men were moved by Holy Spirit God to pin down that they're that those men, they wouldn't have any private interpretation.
Right.
Now, I might interpret scripture a little different than Brother Marty and Brother Dan. But you know what? Sometimes we need that different interpretation of the same scripture to tell us what we need to know. And I say this kind of as a, and I ask the question, how many people's read the back of a toothpaste tube? And you know what it says on the back of it? For best results. Squeeze from the bottom and flatten as you go up. And you know why? Because those people that's producing this want you to get the best out of it and get all the good. We need to search the scriptures to get the best out of it, because we have a thorough furnisher of all good work, that the scriptures of God has been breathed on, and they're what? They're good for, they're profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man, the woman, the child of God, we have those things in scripture. And let's search the scriptures. And let's read the scriptures. Because how are we going to know what the scriptures mean unless we know what it says? And just reading the Bible is good for us. And we want to just share that with you this evening. We want to pray that the Lord will continue to be with us and be with Brother Dan as he comes and speaks, and just bless our group of churches. We need God's Spirit so much in our churches, and with each other. We need each other so much. And let's be there for each other the best that we can. So let's look to the Lord and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we thank you for this day. We thank you as we come to the end of this day that we can, that we've been able to start the day in your house and end the day in your house. Lord, we thank you for this gathering that we have tonight. And Lord, we thank you for your presence being here with us. Continue to watch over this service. Please be with Brother Dan. Lift him up. Let him be a spokesman for you here this evening. Lord, just please be with those that's asked for our prayers, those that has lost loved ones that need comfort, those that are going through treatments, those that are going through surgeries, those that's going through just decisions that they have to make with their families that is so hard at this time with so much sickness that's going on. Lord, just please grant your wisdom that those that need your wisdom can make the right decisions, even with their family and loved ones. Lord, we just pray that you'd unify our churches together, draw us close to each other, but Lord, most of all, draw us close to you. Please forgive us of our many sins. We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.